From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Unrest is flaring in Egypt, where clashes between Christians, Muslims, and police have left at least 24 people dead and more than 200 others have been injured. In Cairo, a crowd shouted as men attacked a car allegedly driven by a Christian motorist. The clashes were triggered by a demonstration by Christians upset about a recent attack on a church. Activists in Syria say new fighting between government forces and army defectors has killed at least 17 troops and 14 civilians. NPR's Deborah Amos reports Syria's foreign minister is threatening retaliation for any country that recognizes Syria's newly formed opposition group.
A war of words in Damascus, a real war in Homs, Syria's third largest city. Residents reached by phone said the army is shelling neighborhoods. It's a war zone at night, said one Homs businessman. Explosions and gunfire till dawn. Homs is one center of anti-government protest and a haven for army defectors. Syria's official media said the army is fighting terrorists. The foreign minister linked terrorism with the newly formed Syrian National Council, an opposition group welcomed in Western capitals. A spokesman for the SNC said recognition from some friendly governments would come in weeks. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Beirut.
The Occupy Wall Street protest in a park near New York's financial district has grown by hundreds of people over the weekend. One of the demonstrators, Jesse LaGreca, says the protesters are using social media to get their message out.
We are like wildfire on Twitter, on Facebook. People are very excited. They're eager to contribute. They're eager to come down and volunteer.
The protests have spread from New York to scores of other cities and towns, including the nation's capital. The permit for the demonstration there expires today, but protest leaders say they have no intention of dispersing. Congress returns to work this week, and NPR's Tamara Keith reports the House and Senate are both expected to take up legislation related to trade.
The Senate is scheduled to vote on a China currency measure on Tuesday. The bill would impose tariffs on Chinese imports to penalize the country for keeping its currency undervalued. The measure has support from both sides of the aisle, but it faces an uncertain future in the House, where the Speaker has described the bill as dangerous. As early as Tuesday, the House could begin debate on free trade agreements with South Korea, Colombia, and Panama. They're expected to pass easily and move on to the Senate. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Washington.
Authorities in New Zealand say oil from a leaking ship stranded on a reef has begun washing up on the shore of the country's Northern Ireland. People are being warned to stay away from the beaches there because of a public health threat. Authorities are also looking at the possible environmental damage from the oil leak. This is NPR News from Washington. 13 Chinese sailors have been killed in the Golden Triangle, Southeast Asia's notorious heroin region. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports authorities suspect the sailors were killed by drug smugglers in a dispute over protection money.
The victims were found in northern Thailand, most bound and blindfolded with adhesive tape, according to China Daily. Thai authorities say they thought a drug ring had seized the crew's two ships after they refused to pay protection money for safe passage along the river. Thai border troops seized the ships last week after a gunfight with drug traffickers. Thai police say they found more than $3 million worth of amphetamine pills on board. Police say they think the gang hijacked the boats to run drugs. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Shanghai.
Poland's prime minister is focusing on building a new government today. Amy Drozdowska in Warsaw reports preliminary election results show his centrist pro-European coalition maintaining its majority in Poland's parliament.
Prime Minister Donald Tusk is poised to return for another four-year term in office. His Civic Platform Party won nearly 40% of the vote to the Conservative Law and Justice Party's 30%. If correct, the results will be historic, making Civic Platform the first ever party to be re-elected since the end of communism. However, Civic Platform would still be short a majority, meaning work will be ahead to form a coalition with other parties. For NPR News, I'm Amy Drozdowska in Warsaw.
Negotiators for National Basketball Association owners and players return to the bargaining table this afternoon. Unless there's a contract agreement soon, the first 2 weeks of the regular NBA season, slated to begin November 1st, will be canceled. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.